Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, Saturday, 25th August 1951, traffic was held up in Bridgetown as the procession from the Barbados Workers Union marched from their headquarters at the corner of Nelson and Fairchild Streets to Porbin Street. Barbados unionized workers were staging the march in protest at the treatment meted out to blacks in the Union of South Africa, and especially at the death of Milton King, a black Barbadian seaman in Cape Town in that country. Milton King, who was a seaman working on the steamship SS Strategist, was reportedly beaten to death by a member or members of the white South African police force while he was drinking in a bar in that city. The incident took place sometime between March 3rd and 4th, 1951. Approximately 10,000 persons, mainly members and supporters of the Barbados Workers Union, held one of the largest protest marches ever witnessed in this island. The marchers carried banners worded, "Don't be dupes," "Boycott South African goods," "Don't buy Jim Crow wear," "Kill Malinism and Race Hatred," "One Barbadian murdered," "Fascists must go," "No room for prejudice." A meeting was then held in the Queen's Park steel shed, and speeches were delivered by Mr. K.N.R. Husbands, the first black speaker of the House of Assembly, and other members of the Barbados Labour Party, including Grantley Adams, D.D. Garner, and Emmy Cox. Two resolutions were passed and forwarded to the Governor Sir Alfred Savage for further action. The first resolution read, "We, thousands of West Indians of African descent, loyal British subjects, assembled at Queen's Park, Barbados on August 25, 1951, place on record our profound detestation of the racial policies of the South African government, which are not only the negation of democratic government, but are likely to be the cause of a deplorable conflict between the white and colored races of the world." A second resolution called for King's murderers to be brought to justice and compensation to be paid to King's widow Betty. She was awarded some £1,800 by the South African government after a firm of solicitors was employed in South Africa. However, she would only receive a portion of the total amount. In 1994, Mrs. King was killed in pursuit of the remainder, which she was assured would be paid to her at age 65 if she never remarried. However, Betty King died on July 30th, 2003, without receiving the remainder of the money.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.